T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was a slushy morning today, and it was kind of sneakily slippery out on the roads. And then one of the concerns that people have brought up to us is the quickly changing temperatures and how that affects road conditions. What does the city do in that kind of case?
Well, a couple things. One of the things are is that we're able to adapt very quickly, because the weather this time of year, when you get these up and downs, you have to be able to adapt quickly. Like this morning is a perfect example. What we did is we kept extra crews on. We were salting through the night, and then when it actually went, became freeze, started to freeze on us, we actually had plenty of crews on the road to throw salt on.
All right. And then is salt as effective in the slush as it is for a regular snowstorm?
Well, the salt is going to be effective. It's more based on temperature. When you have a lower temperature, when you start getting into the 15 degrees and less, that's where salt actually struggles a little bit. But anything above that, salt will work in almost any condition. It actually thrives on the moisture, because the moisture is something that activates it.
Okay, so actually, like in a pretty warm day like this morning, the salt and combined with the moisture of the slush would actually be good for road conditions then?
Yeah, they can be very effective. But when you have a condition like you had today, you have cold ground temperatures, warmer upper air levels. That rain hits that cold ground temperature, that's where you get the freezing. And that's why you have to apply your salt. And we were applying salt throughout the night to keep out of it. We knew we had anticipated some of that coming in.
Gotcha. So you said 15 degrees is about where you can get into some trouble with using salt, or at least the effectiveness of salt decreases. What is done in those kind of situations when it gets really low, like we saw this weekend?
Well, sometimes what you can do, you can still throw the salt. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it's less effective. Most of the time when it's that cold, you're in the plowing conditions anyways. You're always not going to have bare pavement on your roadways. And they plow, when you just plow and move that snow, you'll still get some traction on it with the colder temperatures. But you can't expect to have all the streets can't be what they call running water, clear when you get to the lower temperatures, because you're going to have some hard pack, because we have plenty of vehicles on our roadway, and they tend to travel very quickly and pack that snow down. That's why plowing is your best element for the city of Buffalo.
Would you say the city is prepared to handle road conditions with the amount of salt the city has? How much salt does the city have? How much is typically needed in a given season?
Typically what's needed in a given season is about 40,000 tons of salt. We have plenty of salt on hand. We have a very large budget for other areas. We're able to move money as if we need it. But this year has been, the beginning of the season has been very good as far as not having to use salt. So right now your budgets are pretty sound. But the salt went up last year. The price went up last year. So you really have to pay attention to the amount you're throwing and pay attention to your budgets. But again, we're blessed to be able to move money when we need it.
All right. And then this weekend kind of showed how there can be parking problems or issues on weekends, with cars being allowed to park on both sides of streets in most areas. And then obviously the plows can't do anything. They got to, you know, they can't avoid doing their job. So they push the snow to one area, and a lot of people have been blocked in, and that especially on weekends. Is that something that the city can kind of combat in the future, or is that just kind of, you live in Buffalo and sometimes you got to deal with situations like that?
Well, there's a couple of things in that. This weekend was complicated by a holiday on Monday. That holiday on Monday had more people home than usual, which when you get into what they call those 9-to-4s, which are those two-sided parking streets, makes it more difficult when everybody's home. What we try to do is we do a center cut on those streets, which means if somebody will go up the middle, the high lift will go up the middle, or the smaller plow will go up the middle of the street, and then we wait for folks to move the next morning at 9 o'clock to clear that out. You know, that we look at every parking scheme throughout the city proper, and as the city grows, we continue to adjust with neighborhoods, but you have a lot of on-street parking, and it's not something different than other large cities that have snow like we do that deal with. One of the things is, if you can continue to follow those parking regulations the best you can, that'll assist us in our process. We don't have, you know, these events like this happen all the time. You know, they don't always put us in a situation. But again, I think the added pressure of a lot of people home for the Monday holiday, that's where some of the issues came in.
How do you guys feel that this weekend went as far as preparedness and stuff like that? I mean, it was our first, I guess you could call, big snowstorm of the winter. And from my perspective, yeah, some of the city streets were rough in some areas, as to be expected, but it seemed like the expressways were moving along just fine.
Yeah, I think it went very well. I think what you have is we're always prepared. I think when you have, you know, the different complications that a city has to deal other than expressway, remember, you have no parked cars in the expressway. You have no things that impinge your operation. But I think it went very well for everybody. I think the local folks around here are very prepared. The municipalities work great together. I think the weather forecasting is accurate. As far as preparedness, we're always prepared, and I think we adjusted, the city proper adjusted very well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.